So, Gail, good morning. I think there's sort of a macro picture here and a micro picture. The macro picture here is that the network that ISIS has built in Europe is large and it's sophisticated. As a result of the Paris investigation, we've learned that they've got bomb makers. We've learned that they've got forgers. We've learned that they're able to move money. Very sophisticated network. So I think, and after Paris, we've done very, very little to degrade that network. So that's part of the story of what happened today. The other part of the story, the micro part of the story about what happened today, is I think it's a reflection of the arrest of the logistics chief, Abulsam, last Friday. We know that he was involved in additional attack plotting. I think when he was arrested, the individuals that he was working with decided to move quickly in case he talked to the police. I think what happened today is a reflection of that as well.
Michael, given that, could this mean that attacks are going to happen here in the United States?
So I think it's more difficult, Nora, to put together such a sophisticated network here. Just more difficult, but not impossible. I think we have to assume that ISIS is in the process of trying to build that network here, or maybe has already built it. So I think we have to act on that, and we have to believe that that's a real possibility.
Michael, I can remember distinctly speaking with you after the Paris attacks, and you said something very important. You said the strategy against ISIS is not working from this administration. Where are we now in terms of that strategy?
Well, we picked up the intensity of the fight in Iraq and Syria after Paris. But what happened today in Brussels, if it does indeed turn out to be ISIS, this is a big victory for them. So it's still, right, we're still not degrading ISIS enough to degrade their ability to attack us in the West. So this is a big win for them.